I walked for a long time. Hours, at least. Days, perhaps. In all that time, I felt nothing. Neither hunger nor thirst. No pain or fatigue. I walked along the shore. The sea stretched to my left, the sand to my right, the sky overhead. There was nothing else. At some point, I realized that somebody walked beside me. He had the body of a human, but when I looked up at his face, a falcon's eyes glittered at me. Horus! My voice was croaky, but it worked. It was only after I spoke that I wondered how I knew his name. He nodded once, but made no other reply. What is this place? He looked out at the sea, then towards the sand, then up at the sky. It seemed to take a long time before he replied.
It is the other place, he said. I continued to walk.
Where was I before I was here? I asked at length.
Does it matter? You are not there any longer.
I supposed it didn't matter. Nothing existed in this moment other than this place. Grey sand, grey water, grey sky. And Horus walking beside me. Where am I going?
Where do you want to go?
I don't know.
Then does it matter?
I lapsed into silence again, and still we walked. I feel like there is something I need to do. He turned toward me, but I looked away when he spoke. It was too disconcerting to hear human words coming out of a falcon's beak.
You can walk for as long as you wish. When you no longer want to walk, you can decide what to do next.
It is that simple. Yet my feet kept moving.
It is your choice.
We walked for days. During that time, I tried to remember what had come before. At length, my feet came to a stop. I no longer wish to walk. Beside me, Horus also stopped.
I can take you to the Hall of Osiris.
What would I do there? Something tugged at my memory, but it was elusive and disappeared before I could grasp it.
Eat, drink, be content.
No judgment. Why could I remember this but nothing else? I was supposed to have my heart weighed at Osiris's court. Say the negative confessions. Then I could go to the West.
One cannot be judged if their body has not been embalmed.
Why haven't I been embalmed? He looked at me steadily. I searched my memory. What had happened to me?
You were a queen once, he said.
I searched my mind again. Still, there was nothing. Was I a good queen?
Good, bad, indifferent. Does it matter?
I supposed it didn't. Surely I would have remembered if it was important. This is not Osiris's hall, I said at last.
No, it is not.
I waited.
This is the place where you have the opportunity to choose.
Choose what?
Life, he said. Or afterlife.
You mean I could go back?
If you wish to. It would be extremely painful, though. Nobody has ever chosen to go back.
How did I get here?
You drowned. In the 10th hour of the night, I collect the souls who drowned.